What's up, everybody? How are you doing today?
It is a Monday,
so you know what that means. We're talking about some Q news
and such. Hope you guys have had a good weekend and whatnot.
I don't know. I guess we'll just get into it. I don't know what else to talk about.
So local stuff, there has not really been a whole lot happening. I guess graduation for seniors, pretty cool. Everybody's talking about they're like doing a petition to get the graduation ceremony, but to be honest, I don't really care about that. Like, I just don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, I don't care about high school. Like, it's not like it's college or something. Just gonna sit there and think about... What the fuck? What are you gonna think about while you're sitting there? I don't know. You just think of high school. I don't know. It's a stupid thought. But anyway, yeah. I don't know. I don't... In my personal opinion, I don't really care about graduation ceremony. I'm cool with just getting my certificate or in the mail and have that be that. But I understand why people want a ceremony. I don't blame them or anything, but it is what it is. We'll see what happens. I guess this kind of goes for all, but like, lockdown's been, or quarantine or whatever, stay at home order's been lifted. That's pretty cool. I'm really excited to see my friends. Tomorrow, we are getting together. We are gonna have a lot of fun. We are just gonna vibe. Gonna probably get a little crazy. That's okay though, that's what it's all about. If you're not getting crazy with your friends, you can go see them. If you haven't seen them, then you're doing something wrong. You ain't got the right friends. Get some friends. Go enjoy their company. Just get ready for this summer, because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm so excited to finally see the boys. Yeah, it'll be a fun night, I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know much else going on in Tomahawk, the local area. So, I guess we'll just move on to Wisconsin news. So, Wisconsin reports lowest percent positive rate for new tests this month. So that means people aren't getting the corona anymore, or it's not spreading as much. That's tight. Really hoping that because country is opening back up and like sports and stuff and all that is starting to resume. I hope everybody's sure about that, because I want to have a summer. I've said it before, say it again. Senior summer. I'm not trying to spend it inside every day. I will absolutely lose my mind. I will, I promise you. And plus, I think once summer hits, the podcast are gonna get better, honestly, because like, shit's just been so boring, you know? Like, once summer happens, I'll definitely have like more stories and shit to talk about, so that'll be entertaining, I think. You know, work stories or stories with my friends, just shit like that. So hope you guys are looking forward to that like I am. Maybe I shouldn't have started this podcast. Well, no, I should have, because I was bored as hell. I don't know. Let's see. I mean, I guess the total cases in Wisconsin now are 12,543 a day ago. That's a lot, kind of. Hopefully those people are just staying inside, because fuck Corona. Tony Evers says he's giving up on pushing for new coronavirus restrictions because the GOP will not allow it. We are just tired of Corona. We just got sick of it, so now it's just not a problem anymore. Hell yeah. Yes. You know, like, I don't... Coronavirus is a big thing. It's like all the... It's like the only time kind of news there is. So... I feel like every Monday is pretty much the same. I just talk about fucking coronavirus. But like I said, shit's gonna get, life is just gonna get more interesting once summer happens and everybody's just out cooling and, you know, whatever. So honestly, world news is just fucking coronavirus too. Like, that's literally the only thing going on, pretty much. I'm excited to just stop hearing about it, to be honest, as I'm sure you are too, listening. China did give $2 billion for the relief effort, though, so that's kind of tight. Whatever. I don't know what the hell's going on in China, to be honest. I feel like every other day it's just like, oh, China's doing this, fuck them, oh, China's doing this, whatever. World is a crazy place. What is it like? World is crazy. Why can't everybody just vibe? I don't understand. Donald Trump reveals he's taking hydroxychloroquine, which is apparently, he says, is a coronavirus. Wait, does he have fucking coronavirus then? What the fuck? Oh, no. So it's just like a anti-malarial preventative, I guess. But apparently that drug has dangerous side effects. So we'll see what happens. Oh, dude. Jeff Bezos is on track to becoming the world's first trillionaire. Why does he need so much money? Give me some. Give me $50 and I'll be happy. No, I will. I want more than that. Yeah, why does he have so much money? What are you doing with it? Why does anybody need? He ain't even got drip. He's fucking bald. He's a weirdo. Have you guys seen his, like, apparently, some sext that he sent to his ex-wife got leaked? That shit's just weird. Here, let me see if I can find him real quick. It's weird. He, like, called his ex-wife, like, a live girl. Shit, like, I guess you don't have to have any type of personality when you're as rich as he is. Alright, here we go. Alright, this is what he said. He goes, I want to smell you. I want to breathe you in. I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. Dot, 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 dot. I love you. I am in love with you. I love you, alive girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes very soon. So yeah, that's pretty hot if you ask me. Jeff Bezos is probably packing. I'm sorry. I don't care about Jeff Bezos. Fuck Jeff Bezos. Alright. Well, I don't know. That was a pretty shitty news day. I'm sorry. Shit is uninteresting. But yeah, we'll just get into our daily fact of the day and daily word of the day. Hell yeah. Alright, fact of the day. If you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop. Why is that? Kangaroos use their tails for balance whilst hopping, so if you elevate their tail, they would have no balance and fall over. So if you ever find yourself one-on-one with a kangaroo, that motherfucker's coming at you, you got your hands up ready to get kicked in the face, just get behind him, lift up their tail, boom, you won. You are kangaroo killer. No, don't kill a kangaroo. But yeah, kangaroos are freaky, dude. You ever see like a buff one? Like, I would probably not fight a kangaroo. Probably. Maybe. I mean, I'd probably go in the ring with a kangaroo if you offer me enough money. What do they do? They just, I don't know. Kangaroos are fucking weird. Giraffes are fucking weird too. Listen to me. I got beef with giraffes. Like, not how, like, why, what are they? Are they horses? Why are their necks so long? What is the deal? I think they're related to deer or something. I think. Don't quote me on that. But how the fuck? Why do they have that pattern on them? Life makes no sense. Yeah. So, I will talk about our word now. The word I got for y'all is malaprop or malapropism. And the definition, it is a noun. That's not the definition, sorry. That's just... Anyways, definition is the mistaken use of a word in place of a similar sounding one, often with unintentionally amusing effect, as in, for example, dance a flamingo instead of flamenco. So I guess it could be kind of a pun, it sounds like. I don't know why you would use that word in a regular sentence, but so yeah. That was Q News for today. Hope you enjoyed tuning in. I love all of you. I appreciate so much that you waste your time listening to my dumb ass. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, even though it was probably on the lower tier as far as the other ones. Except where I was complaining about my breakup. That was probably ass. But yeah. Alright, anyways. Love you all. Thank you for tuning in again. Have a beautiful day, night, whatever time you're listening to this at. Peace out. Love you.